Harper Audio presents Pretty Little Liars 4, Unbelievable, by Sarah Shepard, performed by Cassandra Morris. No one can wear a mask for very long. Lucius Aeneas Seneca. How to Save a Life. Ever wish you could go back in time and undo your mistakes? If only you hadn't drawn that clown face on the Bratz doll your best friend got for her 8th birthday, she wouldn't have dropped you for the new girl from Boston. And back in 9th grade, you would never have skipped soccer practice to hit the beach if you'd known coach would bench you for the rest of the season. If only you hadn't made those bad choices. Maybe your ex-BFF would have given you that extra front-row ticket to Marc Jacobs' fashion show. Or maybe you'd be playing goalie for the women's national soccer team by now, with a Nike modeling contract and a beach house in Nice. You could be jet-setting around the Mediterranean instead of sitting in geography class, trying to find it on a map. In Rosewood, fantasies about reversing fate are as common as girls receiving Tiffany heart pendants for their 13th birthdays. And four former best friends would do anything to travel back in time and make things right. But what if they really could go back? Would they be able to keep their fifth best friend alive? Or is her tragedy part of their destiny? Sometimes the past holds more questions than answers. And in Rosewood, nothing is ever what it seems. "She's going to be so psyched when I tell her," Spencer Hastings said to her best friends Hannah Marin, Emily Fields, and Aria Montgomery. She straightened her sea-green eyelet t-shirt and pressed Allison DeLaurentis' doorbell. "Why do you get to tell her?" Hannah asked as she hopped from the porch step to the sidewalk and back again. Ever since Allison, their fifth best friend, had told Hannah that only fidgety girls stayed thin, Hannah had been making a lot of extra movements. "Maybe we should all tell her at the same time," Aria suggested, scratching the temporary dragonfly tattoo she'd pasted on her collarbone. "That would be fun." Emily pushed her blunt-cut, reddish-blonde hair behind her ears. "We could do a choreographed dance and say, ta-da, at the end." "No way." Spencer squared her shoulders. "It's my barn. I get to tell her." She rang the DeLaurentis' doorbell again. As they waited, the girls listened to the buzz of the landscapers pruning Spencer's hedges next door and the thwack, thwack of the Fairfield twins playing tennis on their backyard court 2 houses down. The air smelled like lilacs, mown grass, and Neutrogena sunscreen. It was a typical idyllic Rosewood moment. Everything about the town was pretty, and that included its sounds, smells, and inhabitants. The girls had lived in Rosewood nearly all their lives, and they felt lucky to be part of such a special place. They loved Rosewood's summers best of all. Tomorrow morning, after they completed their last 7th grade final at Rosewood Day, the school they all attended, they would take part in the school's annual graduation pin ceremony. One by one, Principal Appleton would call each student's name, from kindergarten through 11th grade, and each student would receive a 24-karat gold pin. The girls' was in the shape of a gardenia, the boys' a horseshoe. After that, they would be released for 10 glorious weeks of tanning, cookouts, boating trips, and shopping excursions to Philly and New York. They couldn't wait. But the graduation ceremony wasn't the true rite of passage for Allie, Aria, Spencer, Emily, and Hannah. Summer wouldn't really start for them until tomorrow night, at their end of 7th grade slumber party. And the girls had a surprise for Allie that was going to make this summer's kickoff extra special. When the De Laurentiis' front door was finally flung open, Mrs. De Laurentiis stood before them, wearing a short, pale pink wrap dress that showed off her long, muscular, tanned calves. "Hello, girls," she said coolly. "Is Allie here?" Spencer asked. "She's upstairs, I think." Mrs. De Laurentiis stepped out of the way. "Go on up,"